homes and businesses?
Now, we have, I guess, at least two bills in the legislature right now to address this. But of course, we also have a new...
Straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, ACRA, 90.7, the beat.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Lego Velt pays tribute to his prized synth with the title of his album, Crystal Cult 2080, and we'll hear his retro electronica on the next Deep Threes. Plus...
I can listen to my problems, but what I think I need to hear, nice and loud and crystal clear, is about the one who's gonna solve them.
Good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. How are you on this blessed Sunday morning? I tell you, we get by with a little help from our friends. I'm just here greeting you all, and I'm on mute, okay? But my fearless friend, audio engineer, co-host of the Tuesday afternoon show, is here with me, snapping and clapping, letting me know that I'm on mute. Oh my gosh, I thank God for him. How you doing this morning, Mr. Martin?
I am very, very well on this blessed Sunday.
Well, it's good to see you on Zoom. You look good, and it's glad to know that you are doing well. We certainly hope it is the same for you out there, our listening audience, that it is well for you today, for you and for yours, and that things are as well as they are. We can truly say thank you, God, because without God, where would we be? I don't even want to think about it. Well, beloved, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the attacks, the unprecedented. Nobody else has had that kind of mitigated gall to attack us on our shores like that. Even Pearl Harbor was an attack on us at the waterfront. But these enemies of ours came into the mainland by air, as you all know. And so our show today is going to commemorate. I'm going to be talking, sharing some of my spiritual social commentary in that context. But before we go further, I do want to say to anyone who is listening who was directly impacted by the loss of a loved one immediately on that day or in subsequent days due to illnesses that were contracted and or a service in the wars that ensued, you have our prayers and our thoughts are with you. The God we serve who has kept you this far will not let you go and is keeping you still and will keep you always. We pray for you. We love you. We bless God for loving you the way God and only God can. I want to share this quote. It's from Sandy Dahl, who is the wife of the Flight 93 pilot, James Dahl. She said, "If we learn nothing else from this tragedy, we learn that life is short and there is no time for hate." We thank you, Sister Sandy Dahl, for sharing wisdom, light, and love, even in the midst of your significant sorrow and pain. We thank God for all that God has done, and truly, I thank God for the gift of music. Amazing how many notes, I forget how many notes there are, 12 or 13 or something like that, that make so much music for the millenniums and so many artists. We have a few lined up for you, and six songs, 30 minutes back to back. We have Mr. Danny Gokey, with Agradecido, a great big thank you to God, right? Himself, not a stranger to tragedy, and how God can even take a tragedy, turn it into something you never thought imaginable. And his reaction and response is this song, Agradecido. We have Tasha Cobbs singing to us about God's grace. Kirk Franklin singing to us about God's favor. Ryan Ellis giving us inspiration and light in heart of the Father. And Anthony Evans letting us know God is fighting for us. After that, Shekinah Glory Ministries, How Deeply I Need You, will lead us into my 10-minute spiritual social commentary. So don't go nowhere. You stay right here where we have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, WGXC, 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And our music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Uninterrupted starts right now.
From the moment that I rise, I got blue skies. Chasing down those storm clouds in my way. There's a joy uncompromised over my life. And everything starts with me giving thanks. Ooh. The overflow of a grateful soul unlocks the door and lets praises roar. I can't help but thank you, Lord, for every blessing you pour over me. Over me. I can't help but dancing like a fool because of how you set me free. Can't help but sing. I gotta sing though. I gotta sing though. I gotta sing though. You have been so good to me. I gotta sing though. Though. It's a free fall into grace. Ooh, yeah. Every day, cada día. As I let go of my anxious mind, oh, you change my point of view. Oh, yeah, yeah. To see you, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Raining down your favor on my life. The overflow of a grateful soul. You pour over me, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Over me, oh, yeah, yeah. I can't help but dancing like a fool because of how you set me free. Can't help but sing. Agradecido, agradecido, agradecido. You have been so good to me. Agradecido, agradecido, agradecido.
I'd be not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned but daily grace saves me. Say, oh, oh.
Right here. Encourage somebody right now. Somebody going through something. Let's tell them. Let's go.
I was too afraid to believe it.
Woo!
Or not good enough to receive it.
That's it. Come on.
The season's gone, so what do I need? This was the story of my life.
Yeah.
Told so much that I wasn't worth it.
didn't hear that part. We gotta tell them one more time. They ain't storm too long. Let's tell them.
I was too afraid to believe it.
Come on.
Or not good enough to receive it.
Yes, sir.
The season's gone, so what do I need?
Change it up, change it up.
This was the story of my life.
Ooh.
Told so much that I wasn't worthy.
Oh, sound good.
I even tried the but then love hurt me.
Take it up, y'all.
The heart of the fire.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Yes, and we are continuing with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And the beat goes on.
Even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us.
Thank you. my heart. I give it, Lord, to you. And here is my life. I lay it before you. Where else would I go? And what else would I do? If I did not know you, how deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you,
my Lord.
My Lord.
Oh, how deeply I
need you.
Every
ocean needs the stream.
I need you
like every
morning
needs the sun.
I need you,
Lord,
Lord.
You are my only one.
Here is my heart. I give it, Lord, to you. And here is my life. I lay it before you. Tell me, where else would I go? And what else would I do? If I did not know you, oh, how deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you.
My Lord.
My Lord.
Oh, how deeply I need
you. How deeply I need you.
My Lord. My Lord,
my Lord,
like the desert needs the rain,
I need you like
every
ocean needs the stream.
I need you
like
every morning
needs the sun.
I need you,
Lord.
Desert needs the rain.
I need
and every ocean
needs the stream.
I need every morning
needs the sun.
I need you.
Les loves him. We need him. I need him. You need him. We all need God. We all do. Oh, my goodness. You know, remembering. Yesterday, this week, this month is a special time of remembering. Those of us who are alive and of an age when memory serves us well, recall the day that changed our world as we've known it 20 years ago. Yesterday, TV networks were filled with commemorative programs detailing the facts, showing the images, introducing survivors, giving their personal testimonies, presenting some of the heroes and their acts of selfless service, and remembering the names and lives and legacies of the loved ones not to be forgotten. In a matter of minutes, the lives of nearly 3,000 unsuspecting fellow Americans were taken as the result of a calculated plot to hit America hard. The names and numbers of those immediately injured and those stricken with illnesses as a result of the attacks that day are among the untold tens of thousands more. As I watched some of the programs, I know I could not hold back the tears. Listening to their stories of remembrance to narrow escapes. I remember one man saying it was a matter of whether you went up or down, right or left, that determined if you made it out alive that day. In the midst of all those stories, I too started to remember. I remember receiving a call from my son telling me to turn on the television, narrating to me how a plane had flown into the World Trade Center. I remembered watching in real time as the second plane flew into the South Tower, thinking it was a replay, but from a different angle. My mind did not immediately comprehend that this was a second event. I remember sitting at the foot of my bed in unbelief for hours with my eyes glued to the television until eventually the sun went down and I realized I'd been sitting in the same spot all day. I remembered my own daily weekday travels to the World Trade Center, to my cubicle in the offices that Merrill Lynch had as they were transitioning out of One Liberty Plaza into the World Financial Center, just behind the North Tower. I remembered my birthday weekend package stay at the Vista International Hotel, a gift from a travel agent friend who worked there, and my stops at the Mrs. Field cookie shop in the train station below. I remembered some of my coworkers from now 30 years ago. Yesterday was a day of remembering, near misses, narrow escapes, survivorship, and the fallen. It was a day of remembering how important remembering is. The scriptures set the precedent for showing us the importance of remembering. The scriptures themselves are a compilation of important events and people stories that were written down by a variety of authors over the course of centuries. And the scriptures advocate for the teaching of history to generation to generation to generation. The mezuzah admonition of Deuteronomy 6 and in chapter also 11 tells us, the elders, the parents, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and to impress this same command upon our children, to talk to them about it, to talk to them about it before they go to bed at night, or when you're getting up and getting your day going, in your going out, or when you're coming in. I remember how the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us, tells us to remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. Acts 20 and 35 tells us to remember to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. In Corinthians chapter 11, Jesus instated what we call the Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper, and the breaking of bread and the drinking of wine or the fermented juice of grapes. And he says, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. All through the scriptures, we are told to remember God. And truly, in times of tragedy like 9/11, we had the National Day of Prayer. We remember God. We turn to God. We ask God's help to get us out of this and to help us to get through it and to come out better. God remembers, and God remembers us too. And when God remembers you, he can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph. I've seen him do it. I don't have time to tell you some of the testimonies. We've had a few on this radio show. When God remembers you, God enables you to rebuild. He enables you to revive. He gives you a chance to repent. When God remembers you, God remembers, and God asks us to remember. He asks us to remember God. He asks us to remember how God brings us out and remember how God gets us through. The songs that we play, the music with a message from the heart and the mind and the soul, share various experiences of people who have come to know God or remember God, to exalt God and give God his worth, give God his due, give God credit. And so as I remember 9/11 and I remember you and ask you to remember me, I do so with thanksgiving to God for things as well as they are for us. Because, beloved, it could be worse, but God. As the singer said in the last song, the Shekinah Glory Ministries, I need you, I need you. That refrain they sang over and over again. I need you. And I don't wait until hard times come. I don't wait for the unexpected, the unwanted. I just tell God, I need you. I need you every day in every way. We need you. Oh, beloved, God bless America and has shed his grace upon her and still guides her. Yes, because if God wasn't in the midst, we'd be a worse situation than we are today. Trust and believe. Well, I know you're out there listening to me, and I know you've got this God spot in your soul that God is filling, and so you come and you tune in, or maybe you just tuned in for the first time, but we're still connected, and God is remembering you right now, and God is reminding us to remember. We can't do this without God. We do need God every way and every day. No shame in that game. And this is Pastor Kim, your spiritual, with her spiritual, my spiritual social commentary for today, the day after we remember September 11th. And we have more music for the heart and the mind and the soul. Yes, we do. So coming up after this is Miranda Curtis with Press. That's what we got to do, beloved. Even when life's a mess, we still got to press. Here we go.
Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give
I will press even when life is a mess. Yes, beloved, I know I've got some witnesses out there, some overcomers, some survivors. We can give our stories and give God the glory, because it's with God's help, God's power, God's grace that we've come this far. Ah, thank you, God. Well, beloved, it is about time for us to release this radio line. But before we do, I want to say to all of you who are celebrating either the Muslim holy days or Jewish holy days, we'll be praying for you too. We're praying for you too. And I want everybody to know that Back to Church, Back to School Sunday will be happening at the Greenport Town Park. I'll be there with a bunch of friends and ministers, and we have a basketball showcase with God Got Game, and softball exhibition game, as well as good preaching at 2 o'clock, gospel music. We've got Dance Diversity coming to do a gospel line dance, teach us that. We have services from around the county coming, and even across the state coming to share. We've got a lot going on. We're going to have food. We're going to have Sundays. We're going to have Sundays on Sunday. It's just going to be marvelous. I hope you can join us. It's at 2 to 5 p.m. We're going to have a table from noon to 2 p.m. If you have some new or like new, don't bring us no raggedy stuff, but new or like new clothing and shoes. For our pop-up boutique on the 25th at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. You need more information, you can check us out at WGXC.org and put a line in there for me, or call for information to 518-653-2008. I want to wish everyone who's celebrating birthdays this week, this month, a happy birthday. My mom celebrated on Friday, Pastor Iris and Chatham and Sister Teresa, the Fair Housing Officer for the City of Hudson, celebrate birthdays tomorrow. Everybody that's having birthdays this month, happy birthday to you, September babies. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Before we do, we got a second or two. Keep hope alive. This is A Bright Side Somewhere, Pastor Kim saying, God loves you, I love you too, and keep hope alive. Miss Mandisa, it's us out.